Friday, July 8th. Off by car in the morning to pay a call on people at Peking University. Peking University has a student exchange arrangement with Soka University in Tokyo, and Mr. Yamaguchi had various gifts and greetings to pass along. We were received by Mr. Ni Meng-seung, Director of the Office of Foreign Affairs of the University, accompanied by Mr. Bien Li Chang, Professor of Japanese Literature, and Mr. Chu's former teacher, and his young assistant in Japanese studies, Mr. Zhao. Professor Bien, I learned, has been making a Chinese translation of a work by President Daisaku Ikeda, so we found that we had that bond in common. In addition, we also discovered that both of us had in the past had occasion to make translations of poems from the Manyoshu, he into Chinese, I into English. Mr. Bien said that in China there are three schools of thought as to how traditional Japanese poetry ought to be translated. One school holds that Japanese poetry should be translated into traditional Chinese verse forms, using lines of uniform length, end rhyme, and other formal devices characteristic of Chinese poetry. A second school asserts that the syllabic patterns of the Japanese original should be reproduced in Chinese, a seven-syllable Japanese line, for example, being rendered by a seven-character line in Chinese.